today's daf is daf nun dalad. So we got to the very top line of daf nun dalad. Again, not an easy daf. There are a lot of drushes, a lot of psukim. We have to take it through slowly and try to figure out what's going on here. But the Gemara says, Tanya Kavasa de Rava. The following Bryce is like Rava. When look at the top Rashi, just for clarification before we move forward. Tanya Kavasa b'Toras Kohanim b'Stam Sifra Rabbi Yehuda. The Chazal referred to the Toras Kohanim, which is the Medrash Halacha. On Vayikra, it's called Toras Kohanim. It's also called the Sifra. The Sifri or the Sifre, however you pronounce it, Saf Feiresh Yud is referring to Bamidvar Dvarim. The Sifra in the singular, that's one Sefer, that's the Toras Kohanim on the Medrash Halacha on Vayikra. So Stam Sifra is Rabbi Yehuda. And what did he hold? The Ervas Avicha, the word Ervas Avicha in the Pasuk, this is the key we're going to see in the Braisa. Ervas Avicha, the Rabbi Yehuda, Zu Eishes Avicha. That's referring to, even though it says Ervas Avicha, it's a reference to the wife of one's father. The Isle Gzer Shava, he has a Gzer Shava to teach us this, Lamelaf Mine Onesh Li'imo She'eno Eishes Aviv. And he doesn't have a source that a mother who's not the father's wife, how do we know that's included? There's a Gzer Shava we'll see later on. Vayasale imcha, he, the word imcha is extra lahai drasha for this drasha. So this, what we saw yesterday, is going to be really laid out very clearly in the following bright, well, as clear as possible, but still confusing. So the Braisa says, again, Tanya Kavasa Durava, Ish, the pasuk I'm reading on the side here, the whole pasuk is Ish Asha Yishkav es Ish Eshes Aviv, a man who sleeps with a father's wife, Ervas Aviv Gila, he's revealed, he's exposed the Erva of his father, Most yumsu shneim demambam, they die with demambam. So the Gemara darshins ish prat lakatan, the man has to be a man as opposed to a katan is pater. Asha yishkav as eishes aviv, that is sleeps with a father's wife. Mashma, it implies bein eishes aviv shehi ima, whether the wife of the father is your own mother or bein sheish eishes aviv shelo imo, even if it's not your mother, just the father's wife. That's included in this pasuk. Ima she'ena eishes aviv minayin. How do I know a mother who is not in eishes aviv? The pasuk only says eishes aviv. How do I know a mother who's not married to my father? In other words, it's called an anusas aviv. Anusas aviv means a child out of wedlock. There was no marriage, it was rape, or whatever the case is. It's not a marriage. Anusas aviv means a mother who doesn't share, or is not married to my father. How do I know that there's an iser? Tamalomar, ervas aviv gila. That's an extra word. It shouldn't, doesn't need to be there. So that phrase is mufna. It's available. Lahakish v'ladun mimenu gzer shava. The word ervas aviv, we'll see later on, is going to serve as a gzer shava to include a imo she'ena eishes aviv. Then the Gemara darshins the pasuk. What does it mean most yumsu in the pasuk? In this pasuk of eishes aviv, it means beskila. That indicates one gets skila. How do you know most yumsu means skila? Ata omer b'skila, you think most yumsu implies skila? O einu ela ba'achas mikol misus ha'amurus b'torah. It's also stam. Stam misa in the Torah always refers to chenek. How do you know this refers to skila? Because ne'mar kan d'meim bam. It says d'meim bam in this context. V'ne'mar ba'ov v'yadoni d'meim bam. And it says in d'meim bam also by ov v'yadoni. And we know ov v'yadoni is clearly skila. So mala halan b'skila. Just like by ov v'yadoni, the word d'meim bam is the context of skila. So afkan, so too in the context of an eishes aviv, it's a onesh skila. So fine, we've established there's an onesh shemanu. We've heard, we learned there's an onesh by these cases, but azhara minayin. How do you know there's an azhara? This is a klal that Gemara goes many times. If, in order for there to be an onesh, there also has to be a separate pasuk, which gives me the azhara, the warning that you're warned not to do this. And if you do it, so there's a second pasuk that tells me this is the onesh. So where do we find that there's an azhara for not being with an eishes aviv? Tamalomar, ervas avicha lo sigale. The ervas avicha lo sigale, what does that mean? Ervas avicha zu eishes avicha. So that's the braisa that supported Rabbi Yehuda, that when it says ervas avicha, even though the words literally mean the erva of one's own father, it's really a reference to one's father's wife. So the Gemara challenges this drasha. Ata omer eishes avicha, you're going to tell me the wife of your father. O einu ela ervas avicha mamish, maybe it's really referring to the father itself. Erva of the father. Can't be. Because the Gemara says, Nemar kan ervas avicha lo sigale. In this pasuk it says, ervas avicha. And Nemar lahalan it says also, ervas aviv gila. So we have a gzer shava. So ma lahalan b'ishis hakasav medaber. So the pasuk of eishes aviv, it says eishes aviv explicitly in the pasuk. And then it goes on to say, again, ervas aviv gila. What's ervas aviv gila doing in that first pasuk? it's available to make a drasha to this other context where else it says Erevas Avicha, that always means Eishes Avicha. So again, Malahalan, just like later on, which is the pasuk we start off with on the top here, it's Be'ishus HaKasim Medaber, it's the context of Ishas. So to Afkan, so to here, when it says the word Erevas Avicha, it's Be'ishus HaKasim Medaber, it's implying in the context of marriage. So again, this is the source that this Braisa holds like Rabbi Yehuda, that when it says Erevas Avicha, that's really Eishes Avicha. And then this Braisa, so right now we've learned, in the Mashma, Bein Eishes Aviv Shehi Imo, Bein Eishes Aviv Shein Imo. So right now we've already found a source for an Azhara and an Onesh for a father's wife. Now whether the father's wife is my mother or not my mother, an Eishes Aviv is Aser. But what about Imo She'eno Eishes Aviv Minayin? I haven't learned yet if it's my mother who is not married to my father. That's not an Eishes Aviv. We haven't found the pasuk yet proving that that's Aser.
For an Azhara, right? Didn't we say already before that we had Erevas Aviv?
Right.
We're still in the world of Azhara now?
Yes. Right now, I'm not sure if we've gotten that point yet. But I guess you're right, because above we did say Imo She'eno Eishes Aviv, we learned from the Erevas Aviv Gila. So it could be the Azhara, I guess. So how do you know that an Imo She'eno Eishes Aviv Minayin? So the Gemara says, Tamalomar, Erevas Imcha Lo Sigale. Don't expose the Erva of one's mother. So Ainli Ella Bazharas, I guess not. We only know by an Hazar. I'm not sure how to deal with that point on top right now. But Ainli Ella Bazhara, I only know that there's an Azhara based on this pasuk we just brought. She'asa Kasuv, Imo, She'eno Eishes Aviv, Kimo, Shehi Eishes Aviv. So now I've established that the mother, who's not my father's wife, has the same din as my father's wife with regards to an Azhara, that they're warned. But Onesh Minayin, how do I know that it's going to get an Onesh as well, that an Imo is going to have the same Onesh as the Eishes Aviv? So the Gemara says, because Nemar Kan Erevas Avicha Lo Sigale, Nemar Lahalan Erevas Aviv Gila. So we have this Gzeresha we learned before. So Ma Azhara Asha Hakasav Imo She'eno Eishes Aviv Ki'imo Shehi Eishes Aviv. Just like with respect to the Azhara, we did not distinguish between the mother, whether she's married to my father or not married to my father, we equated an Azhara across the board for a mother. So Af Onesh, so too through the Gzeh Shava, when it comes to the punishment that we're giving out, Asa Kasav Imo She'eno Eishes Aviv Ki'imo She'eishes Aviv. We are establishing that one's mother has the same exact din, whether she's married to my father or not married to my father. Fine.
Rashi says, Ba Onesh Minayin, he says, this is the same thing we started with originally.
So they're just clarifying that point.
Yeah,
okay, fine. So now the Gemara says, what does the pasuk mean when it says imcha hi? So this is the pasuk, just read the pasuk on the side, when it says Erevas Avicha, Erevas Imcha Lo Sigale, the pasuk says imcha hi. So why repeat the pasuk imcha hi Lo Sigale? So the Gemara says imcha hi, Mishum Imo Ata Mechaivo, Vi Ata Mechaivo, Mishum Eishes Aviv. So when a person's with one's mother who's married to the father also, you only get one Aveira, not two. Imchi, we only look at the one Aveira, Imcha, we don't look at the second Aveira of that, she's Eishes Aviv. So the Gemara now, that's all in the world of Rabbi Yehuda, that when it says the pasuk Erevas Avicha, that's referring to Eishes Avicha. Now what about the world of the Rabbanan? The Rabbanan say Erevas Avicha Mamish, no. When the pasuk says Erevas Avicha, Erevas Imcha, that means Mamish Erevas Avicha. So how come they need a special drasha to tell me that being with one's own father is an erva? Hai mi v'es zachar nafka. We know mishkav zachar, regardless of who the other guy is, there's always going to be an erva. So why is it single out erva savicha? It's unnecessary. So Gemara says exactly, l'chayv olav shtayim, to mechayv the person tzu averos. Uch de Rabbi Yehuda, not Rebbe Yehuda, but Rabbi Yehuda, damer Rabbi Yehuda, nachri haba al aviv chayv. A nachri is ba and one's father is chayv too. Now we're going to see in a moment the nachri doesn't really mean a non-Jew here, it really means a Yisrael. We'll see that in just a moment. So a yid who's ba and a father, there's two averos, just like we said above, just according to Rabbanan. And haba al achi aviv, one who's ba on one's father's brother and uncle, chayv shtayim as well. And it comes along Amarava to clarify the point here. Amarava Mistavra Milsa de Rav Yehuda. Rav Yehuda's statement, who holds that Nachri, who's Ba'al Aviv, gets two, he needs to clarify a few points here. Number one is he says the Nachri really means Be Yisrael. It really means a Yid, not a non-Jew. It really refers to Yisrael. That's number one. Number two refers to Shogeg. It's a case of accidental, however that means accidental. And ubekarban, referring to karbanos and not referring to misa. Why? So let's explain now. Hide the kamar nachri. So why does the Gemara, why does Yehuda say a nachri ba'al aviv? Shouldn't it say Yisrael ba'al aviv? Lishnim al Yehu. I wanted to use a more appropriate, clean language. We don't want to speak about Jews being ba'al and a father. We say a nachri, some foreigner. That's a much cleaner way to speak. That's number one. Because iksak adaitach nachri mamish, if you thought that it meant mamish nachri, a non-Jew, my niu ktala. What's the din of a nachri? So Rava just established we're talking about a case of a shogeg. Because if it's a case of mazid, you can't kill a person twice. We addressed this, I think, yesterday or 2 days ago. Once you die once, you can't die twice. So the fact that Rav Yehuda says you're chayiv twice, he must be referring to karbanos. You're chayiv two karbanos. When is a person chayiv a karban? Only when it's done b'shogeg. Fine. So now we're talking about a nachri who does this b'shogeg. The din is, we'll see later on in a couple days from today, azarasan zuhi misasan, which means whenever a nachri violates an avera b'shogeg, he actually gets misa. A yid who does something b'shogeg, he gets a karban. But a nachri does an iser b'shogeg, gets misa. So now we already established we're talking about a case of shogeg here. So if a nachri does this b'shogeg, you kill him, or you already kill him. You can't kill him twice in a shogeg. So based on all this logic, Rava says when Rav Yehuda holds a statement of a nachri is Baal Yisrael Baal Aviv, Chayv Shtayim is referring to Yisrael, who's Baal Aviv b'shogeg, and he's Chayv two sets of karbanos. Okay. Gemara now says, Tani Nami Hachi, the Brisa says the same idea here. Habal aviv chayv shtayim. Habal achi aviv chayv shtayim. Whether it's persons with his father or with an uncle, you chayv two aveir. So the Gemara says, Ikadamri delo k'Rabbi Yehuda. Some say this is not like Rabbi Yehuda, because Rabbi Yehuda has the drasha imchahi. Imchahi only chayv once, you're not chayv twice. This is like the Tanakama, like the Rabbanon. But there is another opinion which is pretty interesting here. Ikadamri afilu tema Rabbi Yehuda. Even Rabbi Yehuda holds this way. Meaning Rabbi Yehuda holds only by imchahi. Do we say imcha v'lo eishes aviv? But other cases, he would agree that you are chayiv too. How does he know this? Ma'isi la b'kal v'chomer. It's based on a kal v'chomer. What's a kal v'chomer? Me'achay aviv. Achay aviv, when being with an uncle, there's an explicit pasuk that you're chayiv two averos. That even Rabbi Yehuda agrees to. Achay aviv is two averos. So now he learned a kal v'chomer. Ma'achay aviv de kurva de aviv, just like one's uncle who's related to the father, it's a little distant to the person who chayiv shtayim, an aviv lo kol shekein, but a father who's even closer to the one here, certainly should be chayiv two averos. And that's the kal v'chomer he learned. So even in this case, perhaps Rabbi Yehuda would agree one would be chayiv shtayim in a case of shogeg. So what's the machlokas here? U'kamiflagi b'plugsa de abayi v'rava. In essence, what they're saying here is that can you use a kal v'chomer to apply a punishment? We normally assume ein onshin min adin. Just because something's logical, you cannot extract from that if an onish applies to a more a kal case, so certainly applies to a greater case. We don't apply that din. There are three reasons why we don't say onshin min adin. One of the reasons is because maybe there's a flaw in the kal v'chomer. What seems to be obviously logical may be a flaw, because the klal is adam dan kal v'chomer mi'atzmo. You can make, every person's allowed to make their own kal v'chomers. So since it can be human-made, it could be also a flawed. That's one of the reasons why you can't make it. A second reason is because it might just be a gzera midos. Yud gimel midos she'atorin adreshes behem. There's a klal that when you make a kal v'chomer, you can't apply onish. No reason, just a gzera samelech. And the third reason is because maybe the worse avera doesn't deserve a punishment, doesn't deserve a kapar, it's so bad. A lesser avera, we get a punishment. But to apply that punishment to a worse case, whoever said that guy deserves a kapara. Onish, in essence, is kapara. Maybe avera is so bad he doesn't deserve a kapara. So those are three reasons why we don't apply onshin min adin. But the Gemara is saying here, maybe Rabbi Yehuda argues and holds onshin min adin, we can say. And therefore, if an uncle, one being with an uncle, gets two averos, so kal v'chomer with one's own father, there'd be two averos as well. So the two ikadamis here, how to read this braisa, whether they're two averos. Okay, the Gemara now says, we are on halfway down the wide lines. Rabbanan azhara le'eshes aviv minalehu. How does Rabbanan we established above the pasuk ervas avicha? That's mamish avicha. That's the onesh. One gets a skila for being a father. But how do you know that? Where's the azhara? Where's the warning? So the Gemara says Rabbanan azhara le'eshes aviv. I'm sorry. Where's the warning to a father's wife? So minalehu. So nafkala me ervas Eishes Avichal Osigali, very explicit pasuk. It says the erva of one's father's wife shouldn't be exposed. So that's the Azhara. So how come Rabbi Huda need to define a different pasuk of Ervach Avicha, Ervas Avicha is the source of Eishes Avicha? Rabbi Huda is a difficult case. So the Gemara says Rabbi Huda responds, Hahu, that pasuk of Ervas Eishes Avicha Lo Sigale, that's Mibayle needed Lazhara Le Eishes Aviv La Chamisa. To extend the warning, the Aveira, even after the father dies, the widow is still usher with the child. That's what's coming to add. Rabbanim say, no, Hahu me sefer the Kra. That concept of La'achar Misa, Eishes Aviv, La'achar Misa, is learned from the end of the pasuk where it says, Ervas Avichahi, it's extra. The pasuk says, Ervas Eishes Avicha lo sigale, Ervas Avichahi, she's always going to be an Erva even after the father dies. So that's how you know this. Rabbi Huda, Hahu, no. That pasuk at the end where it repeats, Ervas Avichahi, that's needed mibayle, Mishim Eishes Aviv Atamechaiva, Viatamechaiva Mishim Eishes Ish. That's telling you that one is when one is with the father's wife, you only get one Aveira of being the father's wife, and not the second tier Aveira of being an Eishes Ish. Gemara says, how could that be? Really, Rabbi Huda holds in the case of Eishes Aviv, there's only one Aveira, not two Aveiras? V'ha'anantan, the Mishnah explicitly tells us in the Mishnah the other day, Habal Eishes Aviv Av, a person who's with the father's wife, Chayvala Mishim Eishes Av, and number two, Mishim Eishes Ish. Bein Mechay Aviv, whether the father's still alive, Bein Lachar Misa, whether the father, Misa Aviv, whether the father dies already. Velo Palag Rabbi Huda, Rabbi Huda doesn't argue, meaning he agrees in the case of an Eishes Aviv, there are two Aveiros, not one Aveiro. And the Gemara says, you're right, in the Mishnah he doesn't argue, but Amar Abaye Palag Bebraise, in the Braise he does argue, and therefore that's what he learned from the Pasuk of Ervas Avicha, you only get the Ervas Avicha, but you don't get the Eishes Ish Aveiro. And now the Gemara is established, fine. So we now have a Azhara for the Rabbanan for Eishes Aviv. But what about Rabbanan Onesh de Eishes Aviv la'achar misa minalu? How do you know one would get punished for being with a father's wife even after the father has died? So the Gemara says, Bishma, I understand, according to Rabbi Yehuda, in his world, Maisila b'gzer shava, he learned the gzer shava to teach me this concept that just like there's a connection when there's an Azhara, there's also a connection where there's an onish. We don't mechalik between Azhara and onish. But in the world of the Rabbanim Menalahu, they don't have a Gezer Shava, so what's the source that there's an onish for Eishes Aviv La'achar Misa? So Amri Lecha, Rabbanim respond back, Hahu Ervas Aviv Gila Nemapik Le Rabbi Huda Gezer Shava. That phrase of Ervas Aviv Gila that we started off with in the beginning, that Rabbi Huda was using as an extra phrase for Gezer Shava, that's where the Rabbanan use it, not as a Gzer Shava, but Mafke Lehua Inhu, they, the Rabbanan use it, La'onesh Eishes Aviv La'achar Misa. That phrase is not for Gzer Shava, it's just an open phrase to teach me that Eishes Aviv La'achar Misa is going to get Misa as well. And then the Gemara says, Rabbanan Onesh Li'imo She'eno Eishes Aviv Minel. And how do you know one gets punished for being with a mother who is not married to the father? Amar Rav Shesha Berei D'Rav Idi Amar Kra Imchahi. Imchi, what's telling me? Imcha, the word is extra. Asa kasav li'imo she'ino eishes aviv ki'imo she'eishes aviv. The fact that it says imchi in the pasuk of ervascha avichahi, it says imchi, that's an extra phrase telling me that a mother has the same din as a father's wife.
But there's a specific pasuk for the mother.
A specific pasuk for the, that was only for the azhara, but not for the onesh.
This is the question I'm asking.
Yeah, it's very, these psukim in Achrimos Kedoshim are very confusing. I remember, for some reason, we learned this in elementary school. I don't know why, on many levels, why we didn't learn about it. But
this is the first time. Most times you need Azhara and you need Yisur and Azhara.
Yeah, exactly.
But now there's three issues. There's also Onesh.
No. Azhara is one. It's Yisur. Azhara and Onesh. You need those two levels.
There's no three.
Two.
You don't get the Azhara.
So I remember in elementary school, we went through this. We had all these charts of like which punishments went to which different Erevas and Azhara and the Onesh. Like these very, very complicated charts. It's not very clear at all. But that's what the Pasuk did. So,
yeah,
what?
I was like, how do you remember it?
So I just remember it being confusing.
I remember the
Okay, fine. It says the Gemara, the last couple of lines before the Mishnah there, Habal Kalaso. The Mishnah had said that one is Baal Kalaso, he gets, what's the punishment there? Chayvala Mishim Kalaso, Mishim Eishes Ish. You get two Averis, one for being with the daughter-in-law and one that she's also married. whether or not she's the son's still alive or the son died. We said even after the death of the son, there still is an Isser of Kalasa. And whether or not they're engaged Erisin or whether they're Nisuin, there's going to have an Isser Kalasa. So the Gemara says, L'chayv nami mishum eishes beno. Why not have a third Avera here of being the wife of the son? So look at Rashi, what's the question here? Rashi around seven narrow lines up says, V'nechayev nami mishum eishes beno, d'hoshne lavin u'shne shemos hein. They're two different lavin. One that she's your daughter-in-law, and one that she's your son's wife. Now it's saying the same thing really, but it's two different titles. And because it says in the pasuk, Erevas kalascha lo sigale, and it also says, Eishes bincha hi lo sigale. It says two different terms for this lady. So why not have a third Avera, in addition to her being also a Eishes ish? And so the Gemara answers, Amar baye pasach hakasav b'kalasa. The pasuk begins with kalaso, the sign b'eishes b'no, and finishes off with eishes b'no. Lo melacha to tell me, zui kalasa, zui eishes b'no. Meaning that, we're not telling us that there are two different isurim here, but the kala, she's still your son's wife. What does that mean? Rashi says, v'sayim b'eishes b'no, d'chsiv hi, u'mashma hi ha'amur b'reishes d'kra. The Eishes B'no we speak of the end is the same one we spoke in the beginning. The same exact person, the same exact Isser. So why do you mention Eishes B'no at the end? V'hai d'hadar v'kasre l'chai v'le af l'achar misa. To tell me that Eishes B'no, even after she's no longer Kolaso anymore, she's no longer your daughter-in-law because the son has died, she still has a din of an Eishes B'no even after the death, and there would still be the violation. Not as a separate Isser, but the same Isser of Kolaso. Okay. The new Mishnah tells us now. This Gemara is going to be a little easier, but not that easy. The Mishnah says, Habal Zachar al Behema, one who's with another man or with an animal. Va'isha Mevias Behema, a woman with an animal. The din is Beskila. Now, Im Adam, the animal is Beskila. Im Adam Chata, Behema Ba'chata. If the person sinned, but what did the animal do wrong? The animal didn't have any choice. Elafisha Ba'al Adam Takala Yada, Fika Chamar Kasav Tiska. Since this was the animal that was the cause of such a disgusting thing, so the animal deserves to be stoned as well, which seems to be placing some level of responsibility on the animal. Or davar acher, alternatively, shelo tihe behema overis b'shuk. We don't want this animal walking around and people say, oh, v'yomro, zuhisha nisakya ploni ayada. This was the animal that caused so-and-so to be stoned. We don't want people talking about this, and therefore you get rid of this animal. So this is a very important mission when it comes to tzar bali chayim. The Truman Sedeshin has a discussion, are you allowed to pluck out feathers from a goose or something? And he talks about whether tzar bali chayim, if you need the feathers for something, if there's a toeles, what's the halacha of tzar bali chayim? And he paskins that if there's a certain toeles for humans, you are allowed to, there's no iser of tzar bali chayim. Even though it's going to be painful, you are allowed to do it if there's a toeles, and that's what the Ramah brings down the halacha as well. Now you have to find toelas. The person, let's say, is going fishing. It's a big shayla, going fishing just to have enjoyment in the sport of fishing and to throw it back in. If you're fishing to eat, that's certainly allowed. That's a toelas. Is fishing just for sport, is that considered a toelas? That's a discussion. I think most poskim say it's allowed. I think I once saw a tshuva that says it's not allowed. It's considered tzar bali chayim. I think most assume that fishing would be allowed. Even if you throw it back, I think most assume it's fine. Some say there's no tzar bali chayim at fish. They don't feel any pain. I don't know if that's true or not. But either way, there's a very important halacha. If there's a toeles, so there is no iser tzar bali chayim. The Shvus Yaakov says, let's say you're not sure if the you want to use an animal for refuah. Many times we get refuah. Many animal fat and animal bones are used for refuah. So then you're certainly allowed to kill the animal for that purpose. But what about if you're not sure if it provides refuah? It's a suffix. Is a suffix toeles able to override the iser tzar bali chayim? The Shvus Yaakov says, even if it's a suffix, you are allowed to override tzar bali chayim if there's a suffix toelas. So this is what they learn from the Mishnah here, that even though the animal doesn't deserve to die, but since it's a toelas, to avoid people discussing what had happened with this animal, that's enough of a toelas to kill the animal and to stone the animal. They could have just gave it a shot and killed it right away. To stone the animal, that's tzar bali chayim, but you're allowed to violate tzar bali chayim in order to prevent, or to at least provide a toelas for Adam. Fine, the Gemara now darshans. Zachar minan, how do you know the lachas of a mishkav zachar? Gemara says, Tanur Rabbanan, Ish, the pasuk says, Ish, that Asher Yishkav as Zachar Mishkavei Isha. A man is with another man, Mishkavei Isha. The lach is Toeva, it's a disgusting thing. Asu Shneim, Mos Yumsu, Demambam. They get killed. So the Gemara darshins, Ish, Prat Lakatan. If a person is a child, a minor, so then there is no violation. At least there's no onesh. Asher Yishkav, if he is with another man, lies down with another man, as Zachar, Bein Gadol, Bein Katan. Regardless, so the Shochev has to be a Gadol. the nishkav, whether or not it's a gadol or a katan, there would be a violation. What do we learn from the words mishkave isha? Magid lechata teach us hakasuv sheshnei mishkavos beisha. There are two types of mishkavos isha. A woman, a person with a woman who's an erva, whether or not it's be a kedarka or be a shalok kedarka, mishkave isha, the multiple types of mishkav are going to be aser with regards to a woman. That's what we're learning here. So I'm Rabbi Shmuel, hareze balalamed v'nim talamad. What do you mean? It's unclear what he means here exactly. But he's trying to say, Rashi says here, that look at the last line here, last two lines. Hareze balalamed al zachar shechayiv afilu shloka darka. The word mishkav isha in the context, it's coming to teach us that for a mishkav zachar, there's a violation even if it's shloka darka. V'nim salamad. The mishkav zachar lo itzich. What do you mean? You don't need to teach me a drasha that shloka darka is also for zachar, because the pshitalon, the chol mishkav zachar shloka darka. That is what a mishkav zachar is. So there's no need to teach me anything about a zachar. Elahai mishkavei, the mishkavei isha in this pasuk is coming to teach me lashmiinan asa dehaba al isha ben kadarka ben shloka darka chayv. So I don't know if Rabbi Shmuel is coming to explain or argue. It doesn't sound like there's a machlokas here. So I don't know exactly. But either way, we see by Mishkav Isha, there's Shalok Adark is also by an Isha as well. Gemara now says, the end of the Pasuk of Mishkav Zachar, it says, Mos Yumsu Beskila. You get Skila for this. Ata Omer, you're interpreting the words Mos Yumsu Beskila. O Eino Ela, maybe it's really Bachas Mikol Misa's Amus Batorah. Maybe it's referring to another Misa. Nemar Khan Demeim Bam, Nemar Beovi Adoni Demeim Bam. Malahal and Beskila, just like Ovi Adoni is with Skila, Afkan Beskila, so too Mishkav Isha through the Gezer Shava is also with Skila. So Gemara in the top of Amud Bey says, fine, Onesh Hashemanu. I understood, I learned the Onesh. But what about Azhara Minayin? How do I know that there's an Azhara for Mishkav Zachar? Tamalomar, Ves Zachar, Lo Tishkav, Mishkav Isha, Toeva, He. It says even Tishkav, even the one is not to do, not to sleep even. So this is the Azhara. So Lamadnu Azhara L'Shochev. So this pasuk only tells me that the Shochev is warned. How do I know Azhara l'nishkav minayin? How do I know the nishkav is also warned? Tamalomar lo yehe kadesh mibnei Yisrael v'omer v'gam kadesh hayabaret asu k'chol ha-toevos ha-goyim ha-shehorish v'gomer. Divrei Rabbi Shmuel. What's going on here? So we say lo yehe kadesh mibnei Yisrael. Kadesh there refers to a man who's going to be involved in erva. And the pasuk elsewhere, Malachim tells us that the word kadesh always means a toeva. So through a bunch of different limudim here, this pasuk of lo yehe kadesh is the source that even a nishkav is subject to an azhara. That's according to Rabbi Shmuel. This is going to be very important for a few nafka minas later on. Rabbi Kiva, Omer, no. You don't need another pasuk of lo yehe kadesh to teach me that nishkav is warned. Rather, harei Omer ves zachar lo tishkav, mishkave isha, yet you could be karibe lo tishachev. The word tishkav could be tishkav or tishachev. It could be as referring to the shochev, and it could also be referring to the nishkav, all in one. So that's where the azhara is implied. So that's the sources of mishkav zachar. What about behema menal? How do you know the behema? The Tanya Rabbanan ish, pasuk says on the side here, ish hashayitein shechafto bebehema. Person who sleeps with an animal, you must dies ves habehema. The animal is tarogu. So the Gemara darshins ish pratlakatan. A minor is not subject to bestiality. Hashayitein shechafto bebehema. But if a gadol is shochiv with a behema, so then we don't care what the status of the behema is, bein gadola, bein katana, whether the behema is a big animal or whether it's a minor, however you define that for an animal, it's going to be an iser. Mos yumas beskila, and then what's the punishment? Mos yumas is a reference to skila. So Gemara asks again, ata omer beskila, you think mos yumas refers to skila? O eino ela ba'achas mikol misa samurish b'torah. Maybe it's referring to another misa. Can't be. Because in the Kinemarkan, it says here in the context of Mishka Behema, it says at the end of the Pasuk Tarogu, V'nemar Lahalan, it says later on, Ki Harog Tihargenu. That's in the Pasuk. The rest of the Pasuk says, Ki Harog Tihargenu Yadcha Tiebo Rishona La Miso V'yad Kolam Bachrona. That's a Pasuk of Skila. That's an explicit Pasuk of throwing the rocks. So just like it says Tarogu, it's referring to Skila, so to Mishka Behema, Tarogu refers to Skila. Malahalan Beskila, says the Gemara, Afka Beskila. So fine, so we've established now Lamanu Onesh, L'Shochev. We've established that there's a punishment for the Shochev. But what about Onesh L'Nishkav Minol? How do you know when it was Nishkav from a behema? How do we know that he is going to be punished as well? Tamalomar Kol shochev im behema mosumas. Another pasuk. Anyone who's shochev with an animal gets killed. Well, what do you mean? We don't need a pasuk for shochev. We already learned that. So im eino inin l'shochev. If there's no need for this pasuk by the shochev with the behema, so then you could teach tineu inin l'nishkav. Teach it from one who's nishkav from a behema. That's what the pasuk refers to. So now we've established lamadnu onesh bein l'shochev bein l'nishkav. We have an punishment for a person with an animal, whether it's a shochev or a nishkav. But what about the azhara minayin? Where's the warning for this? Tamalomar, the pasuk says elsewhere, u'bechol behema lo sitein shechavtecha l'tamava. Any animal, don't give it to, don't sleep with the animal. So that's the lav. So this is a pasuk, lamadnu azhara l'shochev. That's only one who's shochev with the animal. But what about one who's l'nishkav minayin, one who's nishkav from the animal? Where's that azhara? Tamalomar lo ye kadesh mibnei Yisrael. Don't be a kadesh. V'omer gam kadesh haya ba'aretz. Divrei Rabbi Yishmael, based on a couple of drashas again, that anyone who's involved in a to'eva will be included in the warning of lo ye kadesh. Fine. So then Rabbi Kiva omer ein atarch. You don't need that because harei hu omer lo titein shechavtecha. And you could also read as lo titein shechivtecha or something. That is implying both the shochev and the nishkav are included in the azhara. Very similar model as we had above by the mishkav zachar. So now we've established that mishkav zachar and mishkav behema are both the subject to the warnings and the punishments, whether you're shochev, whether you're nishkav, it's all included. But what's interesting is that we're about to see is the source of Rabbi Shmuel versus Rabbi Kiva is going to be very, very important. Rabbi Shmuel learned the azhara from a different pasuk from Lo Ye Kadesh, but Rabbi Kiva learned this azhara from the word internally, from either lo sishkav, lo sishachev, or from shechavtecha versus lo shechivatcha. So now we're going to see a few nafkaminas between Rabbi Kiva and Rabbi Shmuel. The Gemara says, Haba al zachar vehevi alav zachar. A person is with a man, he's both a shochev with a man and nishka from a man at the same time. So the halacha says that Rabbi Abahu, l'divrei Rabbi Shmuel, chayv shtayim, you're chayv two. Why? Chad milo tishkav, that implies the shochev avera. And there's a separate pasuk, chad milo ye kadesh, which is the source of a nishkav. So the two different sources, even though there's one guy, but he's violating two averas at the same time, since they're two different sources, they're two different chatos. But according to the divrei Rabbi Kiva, ein chayv ela achas, you only chayv one here, lo sishkav, lo sishachev is chadhu. It's the same pasuk that teaches me the azhara for a shochev and a nishkav for a mishkav zachar, so therefore there's only one chatas. Now similarly, haba ala behema behavia behema alav. A person is both a shochev and nishkav with an animal at the same time. So then, what's the halacha? Amir Rabbi Abahu, same idea. Lidivrei Rabbi Shmuel, chayv shtayim. You chayv two separate ones. Chad milo titein shechavtecha. That's the source of being shochev with a behema. And chad milo yekadesh. That's the source of being nishkav from a behema. And according to Lidivrei Rabbi Kiva, you only chayv ena chayv ela achas. Because it's the same source of shechavtecha as well as also of shechivtecha. Chadhi, that's all one source and one chatas. So comes along Abai now. Abai argues in Rabbi Yeboah. Abai amar afilu ledivri Rabbi Shmuel. Nami eino chayv el achas. Even he agrees by the case of Mishka Behema, you're chayv one. He says by Mishka Zachar, you're chayv two. By Mishka Behema, you're chayv one. Why? Because the pasuk of dechi kasiv lo yihei kodesh, that's begavriksiv. That pasuk not to be a kodesh, referring to men, that's referring to people, not to animals. That doesn't include animals. So then it goes back to square one. Ela l'Rabbi Shmuel azhara l'nishka minole. How does he know that there's a warning to a nishka from a behema? Before this point, we were using the word lo ye kodesh to teach me that a nishka of a behema is aser. But now we just got rid of that according to Abai. So what's the source that a nishka of a behema is aser? Nafkalei michol shochev im behema mos yumas. That pasuk im emo eno inin l'shochev tineu le'inin nishkav. We don't need that pasuk about shochev because there's a more explicit pasuk that tells me about shochev. It must be referring to nishkav. And ve'afke rachmana l'nishkav. So why does the pasuk use the word nishkav lashon shochev? Why be unclear? Anytime there's an eno inin, you always ask the question, so why not just be clear? You know, it's teaching me the second, you know, this halacha twice. So it must be teaching me a different halacha that's not really referred to in the pasuk. So why not be clear? Why does it use nishkav in lashon shochev? Telling me the following, ma shochev, just like by a shochev behema, we have onesh v'hizir, he's both warned and punished. So af nishkav, through this concept of tineo inyan, eino inyan, we learn that in nishkav also, even though there's no explicit pasuk, it's onesh v'hizir. Fine. Gemara keeps going now. Hanirva lizachar vanirva lebehema at the same time. What's the halacha? So Amar Rabbi Abahu lidivrei Rabbi Akiva yirchayim shtayim. Chayim milo tishka v'chayim milo titon shechavtecha. Guys nishka from an animal and from a person at the same time. So from a man. So these cases, the two different sources, yirchayim too. But what comes out interesting, according to Rabbi Yishmael, though, in the world of Rabbi Abahu, you're ainu chayiv ala achas, because idi v'idi lo ye kodesh. Rabbi Yishmael holds, in the world of Rabbi Abahu at least, that lo ye kodesh is the source for nishkav behema, and also nishkav zachar, that's included under one lav. You're only chayiv one, according to Rabbi Yishmael. But Abai, who we know, argues and says Rabbi Yishmael has a different source for Nishka Behema. Abai Amar, Afilu Ladire Rabbi Yishmael, Nami Chayiv Shtayim, because he holds that the Nishka of Behema is a different source. Dichsiv Kol Shochev in Behema Mosumas, Imeno Inin Lashochev, Tineo Inin Lanishkav, Viafki Rachmana Lanishkav, Velashin Shochev, Mashochev Anish Vihizir Af, Nishkav Anish Vihizir. So we see that Nishkav from a Behema is a different source and would be Chayiv his second Chatas. Aval, the final cases. Haba al hazachar vehevi zachar alav, and at the same time hevi al behema haba al behema vehevi behema alav. So the four different isurim taking place all at the same time. Nishkav shochev im behema, nishkav shochev im zachar. So what's the halacha? So bein li Rabbi Abahu, bein li Rabbi Abaye, li Rabbi Shmuel chayiv shalosh. Everyone agrees within the world of Rabbi Shmuel, but different ways to get there. He's chayiv three different Averas, and the Rabbi Kiva, Yechayiv only Shtayim. So Rabbi Kiva is a little clearer, because Rabbi Kiva holds that Lo Sishkav, Lo Sishachev is one. That includes all Mishkav Zachar. And Shechavtecha, Shechivtecha is all Mishkav Behema. So that's clear that there's two. But according to Rabbi Shmuel, read through Rashi here, how it works out. But trust me, and trust Rashi, that Rabbi Abahu, based on drashas, and Abai, based on drashas, it turned out that there are three chattos in this scenario, according to Rabbi Shmuel. Let's finish off the Amud with the last price here. Gemara says, Tanur Rabbanan. Zachar lo asu bo katan kigadol, behema asu bo katana kigdola. When it comes to a zachar, we do not make the actions of a katan as if it's the actions of a gadol, but with regards to an animal, we do make the actions of a katana the actions of a gadola. So what does that mean? At least the first side of the statement here, my lo asu bo katan kagadol. What does that mean? We didn't make the actions of a katan like the actions of a gadol. What that's trying to say? Of course, a katan's never chayiv. So Amar Rav, Rav says, lo asu bias pachas mi ben teisha shanim ki ben teisha shanim. We don't make the actions of a boy, a minor, under the age of 9, as if he was over the age of 9. Because the halacha is a bias katan is not a bia, unless he's over the age of 9, in order to cause the nishkav to be chayiv. So the behemah to be chayiv here. So we don't make the boy under the age of 9, his bia, to be like he was above the age of 9. That's what Rav understands it to be. And Shmuel Amar, lo asu bias pachos mi ben shaloshanim ki ben shaloshanim. He says, no, the cutoff is actually 3 years old. A child under the age of 3 won't be viewed as the bia of a boy over the age of 3.
This is talking about the nishkav of zachar, right?
This is talking about, I think, the shochev. No?
I think nishkav any age.
Yeah, that's the also. Let's see.
Yeah.
You're right, the nishkav, actually. Okay, the nishkav. So we did not make the nishkav of the katan. So this is what we said before, the nishkav is a katan. Right? Remember the before? The nishkav bein kadola, bein katana were chayiv. A katan... No, it should be nishkav. I think nishkav makes sense.
Yeah.
So we said it before that in order for the shochev, it has to be a gadol for the shochev.
Right.
A katan's pater. We said the nishkav could be bein katana, bein gadola. So which katana, how young could that nishkav be? So that's the machlokes. Rav says he has to be at least 9. Below 9, he's not going to be chayiv. Then he's mamish pater, the whole situation. But Shmuel has a earlier cutoff, no, 3. Over the age of 3, he's called the katan, that's the bia is recognizable. Below the age of 3, then it's nothing. So what's machlok is whether 9 or 3 is going to be the considered nishkav. So the Gemara says, with my kamiflagi, Rav Savar kol disa b'shochev isa b'nishkav. Anyone who could cause shochev, and we know the age of 9 is considered a bia, even though the boy himself isn't chayiv, it still is considered a bia. So too the nishkav has to be the same age, 9. V'chol de lesa b'shochev, one who cannot be shochev, lesa b'nishkav. That's all according to Rav. But Shmuel says, no, we don't look at the shochev nishkav, rather it's Shmuel Asavar mishkave isha ksiv. The nishkav is defined by mishkave isha. And we look at a woman, just like a woman whose bia is recognized as the age of 3 already, so too, even though we're talking about a man here, but the nishkav of a man will be recognized already at the age of 3. So in essence, we're trying to say here, when the nishkav, a mishkav zachar, we're comparing the nishkav of a mishkav zachar to a shochev, to a man, or are we comparing him to a isha? That's really what the machlokes boils down to. Okay, we will stop here. Everyone have a wonderful Shabbat.